We are still in this collection of parables that St. Matthew gives us in his chapter 13. And we have two today that speak of the mysterious hidden power of the kingdom of God. Well, first we have to ask, what is the kingdom of God? So many of these parables are telling us about the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? How do we describe this? It's a word that characterizes our Lord's preaching in all the synoptic gospels. And if you collect them all, I did once, I wrote them all out. The kingdom of God is something you receive. It's something you enter into. It has characteristics like the ones we have today. What is this kingdom of God? You see? Well, the word kingdom, to begin with, for us means like the kingdom of Monaco, or the kingdom of Sicily, or the kingdom of... But the word that our Lord is using, makuta, means lots of things. It means the rule. It means the reign of the monarch. And it means the area. It means all those things. So that's why, for a while, one of these translations that we've had successive translations in our liturgy, liturgical text, and one, somebody got the idea that it means the reign. It does. It means the reign of God. So then they went and translated all of them as reign of God. Remember that? Maybe you don't, anyway. Blessed are you if you don't remember that. Now they were all reign of God. The reign of God, that's part of it. But it is a reality with edges. On that level, it's that environment in which the majesty of God and His saving love are recognized and experienced. That's the kingdom of God. But it's also His reign, His authority. And it's His rule, His kingdom, you see, it means all these things. So here we have this parable. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. What is like a mustard seed? You see, we know what's going to be said now. It's apparently small and not significant, but yet it's going to grow. Where is it going to grow? In the world? In your heart? Where is it going to grow? And who's going to make it grow? And how is it going to grow? So our Lord takes two examples of things everybody sees every day, especially in that culture. Mustard seed and yeast in dough. And it's clear that from both of these, it in itself does not appear to be very powerful or very significant. And yet, it grows all out of all proportion. Try to measure compare the size of the seed with the size of a mustard bush. Huh? Is it 1,000 times bigger, 2,000 times bigger? It's big. And he ends by this allusion to Ezekiel, the birds of the sky come and dwell in his branches, which is talking about the restored kingdom. And then another parable about a woman who takes, is like yeast, and a woman takes 3 measures of wheat flour. That's an awful lot of flour. That's a lot of flour. That's bushels of flour. And it all rises because of the power in this kingdom of God. Now, it's very interesting to notice that in the Pauline epistles, and in a way in John, the word kingdom comes in John, I think, once, twice maybe. It's Jesus. What Jesus preaches, the kingdom, and the rest of the New Testament preaches Jesus. How do we apply this then today to ourselves? Well, we could start by looking at this quote from the Psalm. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundations of the world. He's teaching us God's eternal plan, the Father's eternal plan. And he's inviting us to have a much deeper share in it and a much deeper touch of it. How? Obviously, the one thing that these two parables, examples, have is energy. The mustard, tiny little mustard seed, they're tiny, you know, they really are. Can grow into this big bush. And this little bit of yeast can make this whole massive amount of wheat flour rise. Energy, power, the kingdom. On one level, you see, the kingdom is Jesus. He seems insignificant, one little humanity in this huge, vast cosmos. And yet, he is the source of everything. And he uses this example, as you know, is in John, about the seed that dies and bears much fruit. Same notion, isn't it? The hidden energy of being lost in something greater. Well, how does it apply? It applies to the church. Years, how many years ago now would it have been? 70 or 80, I suppose? When somebody said something about the Pope to Stalin, and Stalin said, how many divisions has he got? Meaning, he's got no army at all. So he has no power. Well, Stalin is gone, and the papacy is still here, and more powerful, and more obvious to people than ever before. So, it's power, but it's not our power. And it's not our way of doing things. Huh? It's different. And it's a parable telling us things that have been hidden from the foundation of the world. Would you like to know some of those things that have been hidden from the foundation of the world? Sure you would, wouldn't you? To understand God's mind, his plan. Well then, yield to the energy of the kingdom. In you, around you, yield to this energy. That means dying to sin. It means forgiving one another. It means being ready to put others first. It may mean giving your life in witness to the gospel, like Jesus did. There's a hidden energy. Now, it's small. You could overlook it. A lot of that has got to do with the fact that the kingdom of God, Jesus himself, never imposes himself. Never. If you want the kingdom of God to take root in you and grow, if you want to enter into the kingdom of God, you've got to be alert. And you've got to have a thirst. I want this. I want this. More than anything, I want this. Where do you get that? From the Holy Spirit. Every day, pray, Lord, give me this thirst, this hunger for your kingdom. Let it start to be manifest in my eyes, in my hands, in my heart, in my thoughts. This reality of God the Father, the King. There's a hidden energy in the kingdom of God. And it's discovered by those who deeply want to yield to its power and let it take over. Let it take over. The seed transforms everything into itself. So does the kingdom. Well, how do I know? All you have to do is ask the Lord. Listen. There's nobody here in this chapel who doesn't know something the Lord is asking of them. Isn't that right? Anybody here not know something the Lord is asking of you? Do it. Yield to it. Do it. But it's hard. Ah, sure it's hard. We're looking at eternal life. We're looking at creating a kingdom, a place where people can walk in and be freed and liberated and come to know Jesus. I can remember up at Madonna House years ago, a girl came in kind of off the streets, didn't know anything. I mean, she'd been a Catholic, but at this point she didn't even remember the Our Father. And she would go up, we had the chapel upstairs at the time, she would go up there and she'd come down and she would say to me, "There's something going on in that chapel. And I'm not leaving here till I find out what it is." See, that's the beginning of the kingdom in her.